Good evening, everyone. It's the 41st Lord's Day. This is Catechism 2021, and there's a lot of questions for this Lord's Day for the Sixth Commandment. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness toward us, for your power that you've exerted in our minds and hearts through your word, through your spirit. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you above all for the gift of eternal life in Christ alone. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, we've been going through the Six Commandments. This whole section of the Catechism is just going through the commandments. And here is question 119. What is the Sixth Commandment? Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder. All right, you shall not murder. Question 120. What is God's will for you in the Sixth Commandment? I am not to belittle, insult, hate, or kill my neighbor. Not by my thoughts, my words, my look or gesture, and certainly not by actual deeds, and I am not to be party to this in others. Rather, I am to put away all desire for revenge. So, to be kind in everything, to build up in everything, not to tear down, not to harm, but to help in everything. I am not to harm or recklessly endanger myself either. Prevention of murder is also why government is armed with the sword. All right. Some cross references there. So again, all of these commandments have a broader and deeper spiritual essence that goes beyond and gives the full meaning and substance to the command, you shall not murder, is the prohibition, but that expands. It's not just the act of murder that is murderous and it's a violation, but any of those things that was mentioned, but then also not only the prohibition, but the opposite, what it requires, right? What it requires, and kindness, goodness, help. All right, question 121, does this commandment refer only to killing? By forbidding murder, God teaches us that he hates the root of murder, envy, hatred, anger, vindictiveness. In God's sight, all such are a kind of murder. Some cross-references there. And I would add Matthew chapter 6 as well. John chapter 6 and 7. Question 122. Is it enough then that we do not kill our neighbor in any such way? No. By condemning envy, hatred, and anger, God tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. So here now are the positives, the requirements. To be peace-loving, gentle, merciful, friendly to them, to protect them from harm as much as we can, and to do good even to our enemies. So proactive love and care for others, looking out for others, which is the opposite of the natural impulse, the impulse of sin, to prioritize ourselves and to protect ourselves no matter what at the expense of others, especially our enemies. Well, God's way is the way of kindness and love, the opposite of our natural impulse. Commit to heart the commandment, Exodus 20:13. You shall not murder. You shall not murder. Father, we thank you for making yourself known to us. Apart from that, we'd have no clue who you are. We'd have no clue what was right or what was wrong, what is wrong. We'd have no frame of reference for how to live, and how to treat each other. But you have revealed these things to us, and I pray that by your grace, you'd empower us to love and to be kind and to care for others and not prioritize ourselves, but to love others as we would have them. Love us. It's in Christ we ask these things. Amen. Thank you for joining. I'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 41, and I'll see you next Lord's Day for the 42nd Lord's Day. It'll be the next commandment. Now you can see it right there on the screen. Seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. All right, God bless you. We'll see you soon.